Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the URI podcast. I am your co-host, Jamie, joined with Phoenix.
Hello co-host, what's up?
And we've got your boys, Div. And sorry, what was your name again? Nathan.
Nathan. That's it.
How are you boys doing?
Doing all right.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That's good.
Had a great day.
I see you've dropped some new music, or is it coming out soon?
It's coming out in 10 days. Ooh, the 15th of March. Yep.
What's the name of that song?
It's called God. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to God.
Yeah, bless everyone.
I was going to say, what's the inspiration behind it, but I think you already just said it.
I mean, shit, I don't know. There's so many inspirations, you know, like working hard, getting money.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. It's just God. You know, like just God.
So you're a fellow, are you Christian?
Nah, just like God, you know, like.
Fair.
Yeah, every religion has one God at the end of the day.
And yeah,
it's
not
the
wrong.
Same God, you know, so yeah.
So how have your boys' day been so far?
Solid. Just finished recording at EUT.
Oh,
half that? An hour session, came here. Yeah.
Where's EUT?
It's university in the city.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's pretty on. You guys are cooking up some new stuff?
Yeah, we just go there to like see the haves, you know?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
The haves, yeah.
We got a little bit of good content out of it.
Yeah.
Mostly just having spontaneous like things, just random people joining us, and works out so far.
Random people, cool. You can make probably good friends from that too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Do you guys, have you guys got anything cooking up? Like any new EPs?
I've got another song dropping after the 15th of March on the 29th. So actually I've started dropping like different language music. So as you guys know, I'm Indian.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So I have started making Hindi music.
Okay.
So on the 15th of March, I'm dropping a song that's like half English, half Hindi.
Well, that's hard.
Yeah, it's actually like pretty cool because it's like very different from like the normal Hindi music that's out now. You know, like the type of shit that
normal
you hear like in the memes.
Stuff.
Yeah, like the little like Punjabi dancing people, you know, like doing all that. It's very different from that. So I've like taken inspiration from like English music, like Travis Scott and like Yeet and like the artists that are like doing big in English.
Mm.
But that's not really represented in India at the moment.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to do, you know, like just trying to bridge that gap between the English and the
What kind of pushed you towards that? Just seeing that there was a gap in the market, sort of?
Yeah, so like I kind of noticed a trend that like Indian music is always 10 years behind English music.
Okay.
Like what's popping right now is like, you know, like in the 2010s when we used to listen to like Chris Brown and like, shit like that. They used to go really big.
Mm.
And that's what's popping right now in India. So I just kind of realized that like, obviously that means in like the next 2 years, we're going to have the Indian Travis Scott or we're going to have like the Indian, like that type of music, you know? Because now if you think about it, the biggest artists are like Travis Scott. We've got like Yeet coming up. You've got like Playboi Carti, Lil Uzi, you know, like all of those artists who are so massive now who were like nobody 10 years ago. Same thing. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be like a pioneer in the Hindi music industry.
Have you dropped any bilingual music before or is this your first time?
It was actually my first time and shout out to ChatGPT. It really helped because I can't speak Hindi that well. My Hindi is like, it's good for like somebody who's not lived, like who doesn't live in India.
Mm.
But in comparison, it's not like the greatest. So I was really struggling with like writing lyrics and stuff. But yeah, that really helped. I found like ways to, I just kept asking ChatGPT, what are rhymes for this word? And they would just like provide me five rhymes and I'm like, bet, say
I've
less.
I've never used it before. Like, how helpful is it?
ChatGPT.
I'd say it's pretty bloody helpful, honestly.
Really?
I feel like with ChatGPT, you guys could like up level your podcast so much. Like just like telling it to like do small tasks for you guys, like which will save so much time for both of you. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
If you guys could just be like, oh, give us like content ideas, you know, we'll give you like 10 ideas. Like you guys wouldn't have to like be up at like 2 a.m. thinking like, oh, what should we talk about this podcast?
Yeah,
be like,
yeah, for sure.
Actually, ChatGPT has just told me we should talk about like global warming and like just like random shit, you know?
I feel like I'm an old guy to this. Is that like an app, I'm assuming?
It's a website.
A website.
Yeah. So you pretty much just like ask it any questions and it will pretty much like just tell you your answer. Just AI though.
It's a lot more PC than it was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
As it gained popularity, they kind of just shut that down, eh?
When ChatGPT first came out, people would ask how to like cook meth and shit. And like it would tell you like step by step how to do it all because the machine didn't really know how to like, didn't know what was PG and what wasn't.
Is it kind of like that Snapchat AI thing? Obviously, ChatGPT is probably better.
That, but it works basically, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And like you can say whatever you want to it and it just kind of gives you the answer. With the Snapchat AI, it's more like a friend.
I feel like people just take the piss out of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I remember I was kind of rude to mine once.
Get banned from yours?
Probably.
Oh, well. Yeah, no, ChatGPT is wild, bro. I've talked about like using ChatGPT before, I'm pretty sure, for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I think you said an idea was to kind of like what you were describing, like maybe script an episode or something.
Yeah, script a whole podcast on ChatGPT. We thought that'd be really cool.
I'll give that a go. At first I wasn't keen on it, but I'll give it a go. Mm. If you can come up with, well, ChatGPT come up with something, then.
Yeah, bro, that'd be fire.
I'll give it a go.
You got to give it as much, let's say, context as possible.
Yeah.
If you ask it to come up with information, that's not going to be too right.
Hey? Yeah. Yeah, apparently you have to be like hella specific. So you'd have to say like, oh, we have a podcast in New Zealand and we write like our runtime's 30 minutes. Give us like 5 ideas and it will like spit it out for you, which would be pretty cool.
Pretty much.
I can't remember if it was... it was you or maybe it was you. Someone told me that there's like a thing that can, an AI can edit your podcast clips.
Yeah.
Was it you?
I messaged you that.
The thing is, there's 2 things with that. I like that idea and it's definitely a lot easier, but I'm just old school. I'm just old. I like doing it myself.
Yeah. One thing I will say though, it would save you like hours doing the clips.
Yes. I bet you if I used it for subtitles, it would be so much easier.
Yeah. Well, you can use it for subtitles and photos and it like clips, like you just put the whole video in there. And it will just spit out like 9 different clips, like the best moments.
Is there a way on like TikTok to like have subtitles
generated?
Yeah.
Oh, they are at the bottom, but it's not like.
Real tiny. Yeah.
Yeah, the very bottom left. Yeah. It's not like in the middle of the screen where you kind of want it.
That'll make my life so much easier.
You should look into this AI called Opus Clips. Mm-hmm. It's like this AI that basically you put in a long form content, like your podcast, for example, the 30 minutes. It will then analyze the 30 minutes of content and pick like the most engaging and entertaining parts of it and put it into short form, like 30 second to 1 minute clips.
Yeah, it gives you ratings of how...
It literally, the AI will like rate your video out of 10. Like it will be for example, me and him, like we did a FIFA video, like we were playing FIFA with each other and we like, it was like 30 minutes worth of content and we were like, shit, we can't be bothered editing all of this. So we chucked it into Opus Clips and it gave us like 10, like it ranked like how good the content was and it like gave us tips on how to improve as well. Like it was like, I think for one of it, it was like 84 out of 100 and it told us what was wrong. It was like the start needs to be more engaging. This needs to be this.
It's like stats of what videos, let's say, on Reels or TikTok would do well, what grabs people's attention, and it'll give you specifics of how, hey, this is exactly what you need to put in or change or edit, you know.
I might give it a go for an experiment.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to do one episode.
Yeah,
but
it wouldn't hurt.
Just see what we can.
How about a whole AI episode?
Matter of fact, this is the whole AI episode. Let's do it with this episode.
Nah, I need at least a week to learn it to figure it out how it's done in that.
The AI is like crazy at the moment, though. You can like put someone's voice in, like 100 words, and they'll just like make anything you say out of it.
I think that's so funny. You find it like SpongeBob doing swear words and stuff. That's so funny.
Have you guys heard the SpongeBob rapping?
No.
SpongeBob rap songs are crazy. There's SpongeBob, there's Mr. Krabs, there's Squidward.
Is it?
There's like Sandy.
Will we get copyrighted if we listen to some now?
Nah.
I don't think so because it's AI. Like, how can an AI copyright
music? Has it got music behind it though?
Well, yeah, but it's not the original song.
Yeah, it's like an AI version of the song. Sure, it's actually very famous, you know? Like, it's got like 10 million monthly listeners.
Can we pull it up for like a couple minutes? Or like,
we'll see what we can find, eh?
Yeah. Just for a couple. I want to hear, like, does SpongeBob swear in it? I want to hear SpongeBob swear.
He did.
I want to hear Squidward tell SpongeBob to fuck off.
What's a good song for SpongeBob rapping? Do you guys know?
Plankton.
That one is hard.
Well, I want to see Plankton and Squidward have like a rap battle. And then just swearing at each other. Yeah. I want to hear Plankton called Mr. Krabs like a bitch.
I'm pretty sure that
Dankton STD?
Dankton STD.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's definitely AI. We're not getting copyrighted.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's an ad.
That's an ad, bro. No bueno.
Yeah.
Fuck you, your formula, and your dumb bitch of a daughter, Krabs. Gay!
Yeah. Dankton's actually fucking fire. He's sipping lean and shit, what the hell?
Alright, let's turn it off.
This is crazy.
What the fuck is that shit?
I'm saying, man.
AI generation is the like actual next level, bro.
Yeah,
we need.
That's kind of funny. That is kind of.
We should get like you. We input your voice and like get AI.
Nah, you lot are gonna make me do some, say something so stupid.
We'll finally funny. Get him to swear on the podcast. Hey?
Yeah, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Fucking off, yeah. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
No.
So have you got any music coming out?
No, I don't make music, actually.
And you just kicked back for the, like...
Pretty much, yeah.
You don't make music?
No, I met
So
these
why the
guys...
fuck are you here? No, sorry.
Okay, my bad.
And you too, why have you brought him here?
I just thought like he'd be like a useful person to bring, you know. He's like my friend, and he's kind of like homeless. He doesn't really do much with his life.
Are you homeless?
They found me on K Road, bro.
Found you on K Road.
Yeah.
So they got me some clothes. Sorry, hold on. So we work hard on this podcast.
Yeah.
We invite you onto our podcast. Invite you.
Yeah.
And you're bringing this guy here, who's like, what do you do? You just found him on the side of the street.
Yeah. He looked chill. That's
what the fuck are we doing?
I don't know,
bro. You said to me on the weekend that we were going to get some actual solid guests.
That was you.
I was trusted that these guys were like legit. And at the moment, I'm pretty fucking like I'm not happy.
This isn't the way, brother.
Well, I don't know why you're smiling either. This is bullshit.
You're the one who booked them.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I did book you, but this is not what I expected. Yeah. I don't think. No. Don't even speak. No. You don't speak. I want to hear it. Speak. I want to hear what you want to say. Don't laugh. I want to hear what you want to say.
All
right. No, I don't want to hear it. No, you don't, fuck it. I want to hear it. What do you want?
Well, he just looked chill, you know? He was like,
he looked chill.
Yeah.
He looked chill. Chill. Now, you know what? I'm going to say this right now. Sorry, what's your name?
Nathan.
Okay, and what's your name?
King Div.
Jackson. Listen, you two can fuck off. I'm not having this shit.
Maybe plug
I'm not having
enough.
This shit.
Fair enough. That's
can
a
we
good
get
point.
One of
That's
the?
A good
can we get
That's
someone else
point.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Can we get you instead?
Yeah.
Can we get you instead?
I tried, man. I tried. I really tried.
This is some bullshit, bro. Don't ever do this. Don't do this shit to me again.
I'm sorry, man.
Don't.
Yeah, on behalf of those guys, I really want to apologize.
Boy.
Expensive equipment. We don't want to get kicked off. He's already angry. Be careful. Okay.
Humbly apologize.
Yeah, I want to apologize for that Phoenix. I don't know why these guys came in with us, but hey, hopefully we can make up for it.
Can you guys, can you save this?
Those guys were bums, bro. I don't even know.
I've like, never
who,
met
who
those
gave them
guys.
The Eddie?
Literally.
You gave them the Eddie.
I think they might have followed us.
I'm gonna let it slide. I'm gonna let it slide, but I'm not happy.
Yeah.
All right. So,
what's up, boys?
What's up, guys?
Long time no see.
How you guys been?
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
We've upgraded finally.
Yeah, but so it feels good to be here. Right? Like,
it's taken so long to get you here too.
We were a bit late. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I mean over the weeks.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, a lot of back and forth and stuff like. Both of us cancelling and stuff, we're here now, so
we did it. We got it.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if it was gonna happen, but God is good.
Yes, God is good.
Yes,
amen to that. But
so, you got any projects coming up, boys?
I'm working on everything, man.
Everything.
I'm creating the future.
Oh, I'm excited.
That sounds mean, bro. Is any EPs coming out or just singles?
In terms of music, no. The thing is, I realized that music is one thing, right?
Mm.
Music is amazing, and music is definitely. A beautiful, you know, cornerstone of my life. But it's just like, right now, it's about the experiences and what I can bring to people. And if I can't do that just by dropping music and then telling people, yo, I drop music, like, what does that achieve for anybody? So now it's like, how can I make myself as digestible as possible so that I can take my art to the next level? You know what I mean?
I love that.
That's dope.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's all about elevation, like, because... We wouldn't want to do like the same stuff that everyone else is doing. We don't want to be wasting people's time. Like, if we do that, what's the point of listening to us when you can just listen to whoever else? We really want to do different things and really change life. I'm not making music anymore, though, but I'm talking about from his perspective and like what he's trying to do in music.
How come you're not making music anymore?
Just I don't really want to do it, like hassle and stuff, but maybe one day I'd go back to it. But for now, I really want to just not.
But you said you got a podcast now?
Yes, that is true. We have a podcast. It is called Haps G.
Haps G
podcast. That's the reason why I wanted to come here.
Have you started recording on it or just planning it?
We've been recording on it for quite a bit, since the start of the year. All of us are actually in it, by the way.
How can I find it?
So it's going to be everywhere, like Spotify, YouTube. He can probably talk about it as well because he's really passionate about it, but it's really something that we've been working on. Do you want to say more?
Yeah, that is also an aspect of what I was talking about earlier, like just making sure that people can experience us, you know what I mean? How we can bring our voices to the world. And that starts with, you know, skits and podcasts and, you know, Haps G. because that's the haps, you.
I like that. Who came up with the name?
So it's a long story, long story. So there's actually a guy who is getting like chased by these guys with guns. That's a real story. And he came to a party one time. His name and like, yeah, he has like a number plate and everything. He's a really cool guy, but he's in trouble and like he got beat up by them, got sent to the hospital. I don't know why, like, do we want to talk about the details or?
Let's not incriminate
actually,
him.
So it's actually
we
like,
can bleep out his name. We can bleep out his name if you want.
Okay, so sorry about that story, but maybe bleep out the name
or something like
that's
that.
That's very deep.
Wait,
and
bleep
intense.
Out the name Haps G.
No, just bleep out the name while I'm talking about the details and stuff. But yeah, that's how we got the name Haps G. All
right.
Yeah.
I mean, how we got our story was Jamie came up to me and said, do you want to make a podcast? And I said, yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right.
That's a pretty basic
not
a, story.
Not as an interesting story as you guys, but...
I sort of want to change the name of the podcast to Yap.
Yap.
You're All Right Podcast, but like, nah, people just Yap.
No, nah, it's too late. We're already deep into the name You're All Right. Everybody knows it. I like the name too.
Yap is a good name.
I mean, people like it as well. Like, You're All Right Podcast, like when... People ask me, what am I doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going on podcast. They're like, oh, what is it called? I'm like, it's called Yeah, All Right. And they're like, oh, that's a good name. So
yeah, I like the name.
I think you guys should keep it.
It's a decent name.
Okay, whether you guys change your name or not, I do have a perfect song for you guys. If you want to use it as like an intro or outro, maybe.
What's that?
It's called Yap Anthem. And it's the chorus is about yakking, bro. Yakety, yakety, yak. Y'all like yapping too much. So, you know, if you yapping, that's kind of, it sets the tone.
Who's it by?
Me, I made the song.
Oh, shit.
He just disrespected him right in front of him.
Bro, you're talking to the man himself.
I didn't know that was the name of a song, but I knew, like, yeah, it must be your song.
Mm.
All right. What's it called?
Yap Anthem.
Yap Anthem.
Yap Anthem. My mom's at the start of that song.
Really?
She's, like, saying, all right, so the Yap Anthem. And then, like, beat drop.
All right. And I know you love music, but nobody would know this, but you and I have gone back and forth about surely getting you in a movie.
Oh, nah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Acting chops, bro.
I have to get that.
It has to happen. Listen, I'm just made for the screen. It sucks, but it's like it's a burden I have to bear, and that's just how it is.
Do as many things as you can. That's cool.
I'm doing everything to be out there, you know?
Being busy is so good in life. Like, you feel way better. Like, I hear some people talking about just, like, lay down, take it easy, do that kind of stuff, but when you do that, I feel like it's bad for your mental health. So being out there doing as many things as possible.
It's all about that balance, right? Like, with me personally, if I sit down and do nothing all day, I just feel like lazy as fuck. But then if I get out there and like I have a whole week planned and do everything every day, I'm just like, I feel so fulfilled and I feel like I've actually done something in the week with myself rather than just...
Try to keep yourself as busy as possible. Things that you're passionate about, things that you want to do and like...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I respect that. I love that. Yeah,
I feel like that's like also with the kind of person you are, you know, like you're not going to enjoy that. It's just your personality has a match, you know, you wanting to go up and do things. Like not everybody wants to do things and innovate, and that's fine. You know, the world wasn't created. We can't all be creators, you know.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
people have to consume. But people, those people will also commit to like, you know, what's the word? Like contributing to society, you know.
Everybody. It's hard being a creator as well, like thinking of new ideas all the time. It's like, it's not an easy task to do. People just kind of take creators for granted.
Yeah.
Like, especially music, people who make music, people who make movies and all that shit. People take it for granted all the time. Whereas, like, finding ideas for the podcast half the time is just mush.
This is episode 45. It's difficult finding, like, a story for each episode, really.
Yeah.
Guests help do that. Guests definitely help do that.
Yeah. We've kind of made, like, a pledge that we want to have guests on every week for the fact that people don't really want to hear about our story, but they're always interested on other artists. And also, that's what brings in most of the audience because of, like,
hearing other
people.
Stories from
other
people.
Yeah, because, like, say you post something on your story about, oh, I was on a podcast, people might want to hear your story, so they jump on the podcast to listen and hear what's going on and stuff like that. And that's kind of how we gain out most of our audience, which is pretty cool.
I think this positioning, though, like where you put yourself in terms of like what Yeah, All Right is, like, are you doing it to be a blank slate for other people to, you know, push themselves forward? Or like, is that something that you want to, you know, be at the forefront of?
I'd say yes and no to that answer. Like, we are a blank slate in a way that we kind of, people know us and they've been through like our episodes when we were just solo, but we realized that people weren't really listening. So we kind of have gone on the blank slate direction for the fact that people want to hear other people's artists. Oh, fuck. people want to hear artists and creators
and their stories.
Yeah, and that's what we're like here to project. Like, what's the word for
project?
Like,
yeah, project onto the
I can see the difference between, because this is season two of our podcast. The difference between season one, season two. Season one was like what a good 60% of just us.
Yeah, an episode
of just you and me. Mm. And we've actually done 11 episodes in season two, and only one of those has just you and me.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like helped a lot.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A lot collaborating with so many different people.
Like, I really enjoyed your guys' episodes with those two boys, those rappers. Like, I reckon that was one of your better episodes. Like, there were certain things, like, just listening to the boys, like, they had their own goals and stuff. Yeah. Like, what they want to do, what they want to achieve. Mm. That's pretty cool, you know?
Was that Swiss and Furrow?
Mm.
The episode one of season two. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That was valid as well. And when you guys were talking about, like, people hacked you and stuff, like, then they bought
it
off you.
Yeah, I think I know who did that, but, yeah.
I think I know who did it as well, yeah. But I don't want to say.
You can't point fingers.
No, it's not obvious. Like, oh, it's obvious that it was botted, but it's kind of ratchet.
This is so random. I got home from work one day and just checked the analytics. Right, in the morning we were on 50 subscribers. Checked it, 1,050 subscribers. At first I was like, yo, that's sick, and then I realized, hang on,
this happened in the span of like an hour.
In the spam, so we got 1,000 subscribers in the spam of an hour and just gained nothing. We're on like 990 now.
So you were expecting some money after that, right?
They were real.
Yeah, I guess so.
He calls, like, Phoenix calls me up. He's like, I think it was like, I had like a pre-Christmas, like half my family sort of thing. He calls me up. He's like, oh, hey, bro, we just got like 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I'm like,
I was like, yo, let's go. We going back.
Oh, yo, that's on, but like, how come we went from like 50 subscribers to 1,000 and like
I was
day?
Too heated in the moment. I was like, who gives a fuck? We're doing this. We're taking over.
And then he like properly checked the analytics and it happened in like an hour. And like it would make sense if we kept climbing sort of thing. If we got like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
Mm. But it just stayed there for a month.
Yeah, just has been static there for a while.
And then it went down to 990.
Yeah, because bot counts getting deleted. Yeah, it literally was just a peak and now it's just kind of plateaued off. Which is kind of
we're here to bring it back. That's what we're here to do,
bro.
Right?
We got you.
Bring it back, eh?
We got you, man.
Up to the sky. And like acting and stuff, we'd probably be keen to do that as well. Like,
would
if you need, yeah, if you need an actor, an extra, or whatever.
100%. Because I got 2 movies going to cinemas next year. Would you actually be down?
100% be down. I'd be down.
I'm going to need a main character status, bro. I can't lie to you. I'm going to need a main character.
Oh, but is it already written? Probably, eh?
One of the next year's movies? No.
Okay.
Stories are done, but. No,
I'd be keen. I'd be
so
keen.
I got 2 movies this year, but they're pretty much ready to go. But next year's movies, no.
I'd be keen. Like, if you got a main role available, like both of us, like we're
100%. I know. I've spoken to you, and I know you're down. I remember I was in a JB Hi-Fi with my mate buying some camera equipment, and then he calls me up. Yo, can I be in a movie? And I was like, hell yeah, 100%. And we've spoken ever since about it.
Yeah,
that gets me excited when people are like, oh, I've seen your stuff. Can I help you out? Like, that must be like, do you get that too? When people are listening to music, like, yo, can I help you out? Like,
exactly.
Listen to some stuff. It's a nice feeling.
Exactly. Yeah, like, when it's just pure creativity for the love of the art, and then that's the only reason why you're doing it. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd do anything. Like, I'd help you just, like, try to think of shots or just, like, hold a fucking mic up. Like, literally anything just to help you get to where you want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know? I'd even do it for free. Like, I don't even care about the money because, like, I did music
at this
for like,
level,
a whole
it's a given,
year.
Bro. At this level,
we
it's a given.
Music for a whole year for free, like going to the studio every day, first one in there, last one out for this free. Real, so, like, when it comes to the art, we love the art, you know what I mean?
Yo, cameraman, did you hear that? He's also an actor in my movies. They do it for free.
For free.
What about you?
He needs this bread, man. He's a young man.
Nah,
life is expensive.
But, so, if you had some goals and aspirations for this year, what would you say that would be?
Goals and exploration. For me personally, it's all about growth there, like being better than where you were last year sort of thing, like creation and evolution, like all the stuff that he was talking about and like just improving financially and like all sorts of things, getting stronger, getting faster, wherever you can improve, that's just what I want to do this year.
So that discipline, trying to get that discipline.
That's, yeah, that's a big thing, discipline.
You want to hear some big plans, bro, big dreams?
I want to hear it.
I want to hit 10K somewhere by the end of this year, and I'm going to do like a cross-Atlantic tour. So I'm going to get some of my boys, you know, get Dill on it and shit. We're going to get it, do a show. Maybe David, bro, if you still want to do some music. Yeah. And I'm going to do a show in Auckland. And then I'm going to go to Singapore. And I'm going to do a show there. And then I'm going to go to Malaysia. I'm going to do a show there. And then I'm going to go back to Auckland and do another show.
That's
I know tour, you were performing recently. And you asked me to take photos, but I wasn't free.
Yeah.
But hit me up again, but like hit me up like as soon as possible, and I'll make sure that I'm free because I want to try to take some. I'm not, I'll be honest. Photography, not amazing, eh? But videography.
Video. I have faith in you for that. For like,
yeah, photography, probably not. Don't trust me. I'm ass.
Video pretty good though.
Hey, appreciate the honesty.
You can rock a camera.
I think I talked to you guys about this last time when you guys were on the podcast. I can't remember who specifically, but I talked to one of you guys about Skip the Boat. They do like live performances that are free in Auckland or all over New Zealand. Mm. And they pretty much get small artists and people come and just like mosh out in these most randomest places. Like one, I think was like 6 months ago, was like an Avondale fucking car park.
Yeah.
And then like another time was on Queen Street and like a random ass like abandoned venue. Have you guys ever thought about performing for them possibly?
So like, see, Skip the Boat follows me on Instagram. So
oh, really?
I like, I have been in contact with Herman and it's the whole thing, but it's just like, for me, I feel like I already missed that chance because they have kind of come up a long way since I first like started like messing with them and like
they're doing performances in Canada and shit now
as
well.
No, they had Tana, like big names on their at their shows. And I feel like for me it's like it was a nice opportunity, but I missed it and now I just gotta focus on what opportunities are in front of me now.
Yeah.
You know?
We're I'm trying to get Herman on the podcast in the next coming weeks.
Oh, good luck with that, bro. He's a busy man.
He is a busy man, but he wants to. Like I've told him about it.
He wants to.
Yeah, and also that other Charlie guy who's like one of the models, but he does like heaps of comedy skits for...
Oh, I know Charlie Gallagher.
Charlie Gallagher.
I fucking love that guy, bro.
Both of them. So I was in a group chat with them earlier today talking to them and they both want to come on the podcast, but it's just more the fact of like trying to line up the dates and shit, which is going to be
That's the thing. Tuesday afternoon is kind of... A weekend would be better.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. But our studio's not open on a weekend.
Mm.
This is the only time we have
Friday afternoon it would be.
Yeah, but I don't think Tuesday was the only one available, though.
Oh, okay. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But... Just try slotted him.
Mm.
But yeah.
That's... Man, I got to lock him with Charlie, bro. He's funny as fuck. You should make some skits. That'll be funny.
He did some skits with NZ Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fucking hilarious, bro. I love that fella.
Go, bro.
I saw him at Laneway when I was there. Mm. That was wild, but Laneway's too expensive.
Laneway.
Yeah.
The festival.
Oh, no, I went last year. I went to they canceled it last year. So I went to the pre-party for Laneways.
Oh,
they were supposed to have 100 Gex, and then they canceled last minute. So it was kind of lame. And I brought like my high school love there, and then she rejected me. Oh. So, but it wasn't a rejection on like on a bad front. It was more of like a, you know, mature kind of rejection. So I can eat those. I eat those. Yeah.
Cool. So there's like two things I want to talk about before we end. Firstly. Habs G Podcast is coming soon, very, very soon. Habs G Podcast. I think the first episode will be dropping this Sunday, so which is not far away.
That's
so by
close.
The time people are watching this, it'll probably be already out.
Well, if you want, send me a link, and I'll put it in the link of this one.
Yeah, we can
By the time this releases, it will be out the next day.
So this comes out on Saturday, 9 a.m.
Saturday, so the next day.
Tomorrow, as soon, when this drops, check Habs G on YouTube, Spotify.
YouTube, Spotify,
not yet. Spotify
coming
not yet.
Everywhere.
That's unconfirmed, like, but we will be on Spotify.
Yeah,
you still have to like upload it and shit.
Yeah,
and
but
schedule it.
It'll be there eventually. I'm not actually like really a member of Habs G, but I'm still like with the crew because I left it. But
okay.
I'll still be there. You'll still see my face regularly. So Habs G podcast.
Habs.
That's Habs.
Mark the calendar.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for coming along.
All do you guys want to like drop your ads before we finish?
At @8shark, @EIGHTSHARK.
At Habs G Podcast on Instagram. Follow Habs G Podcast. And yeah, maybe you guys can come on our podcast one day. Who knows?
Of course.
I will put the ads of the other two guys in the description too, if you're watching this on YouTube.
Sure.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Love
you guys.
Thank you guys
for listening. Have a good day. Sure.